I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. ISIS in the previous book and this one, they're pretty chilling. And I guess it almost seems hard for us to comprehend that there's this much darkness.
There is. And there is darkness, deep darkness falling upon the Middle East right now. Unfortunately, the forces of evil are on the advance, and the forces of freedom are on the retreat. I reflect that to extent in these novels, but I also write about some worst-case scenarios that, thank God, haven't happened yet if our leaders are blindsided by an evil they do not understand. Let me make this point. There's a difference between radical Islam and apocalyptic Islam. And what is that? So radical Islam is when people use violence to attack us, hoping that by attacking us, we will withdraw and leave the Middle East and North Africa. That's the objective of radical Islam. They want to attack us. But the objective of apocalyptic Islam is not to attack us, but it's to annihilate us. And the leaders of Iran and the leaders of the Islamic State, as I've been researching now for several years, they believe in an end times theology, an eschatology from Islam. They believe that the end of days has arrived, that their Messiah, known as the Mahdi, will come at any moment, and that the way to hasten, accelerate the coming of the Messiah and to establish a global Islamic kingdom, they believe, is to annihilate two countries in particular, Israel, which they call the Little Satan, and the United States, which they call the Great Satan. Once you read what these leaders in Iran and ISIS are saying, what their objectives are, how they're recruiting people to come help them, you begin to realize this is genocide that they're talking about. This is evil, and it's significantly different than mere radical Islam, which is dangerous enough, but it's not genocidal. Apocalyptic Islam is, and unfortunately, the president and his senior team, and Secretary Clinton, Mr. Trump, they do not talk about these things. They do not study these things, and they do not seem to understand or be prepared to deal with this type of threat. It's just incredibly disappointing, Neil, that we are at a moment where, the United States is strong. It has so many assets. And we ought to be working closely with Israel and our Sunni Arab allies against these enemies. The fact that we're not will come back to be historically catastrophic unless something changes, and changes fast.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.